Dead Man's Button by John Pilkington. A story that takes place on the ground and in the air.
That's right. 200 sheets of plasterboard went up yesterday. Last load goes up this morning. Yeah, I'm finished with the crane.
Here, Hector.
Well, dismantle it as soon as you like after today. No problem.
Hector, can I have a word like?
Hang about a second. Frank, I'm talking. Do you mind? Sorry about that. Where were we? The tower crane. Yeah, Big Albie. Where's he off to next, then? Oh. Well, I thought he was booked for that Docklands job. Blimey. I hope I'm not the one who has to tell him.
You see, Hector, that's what us wants to talk to you about.
Yeah, look, tell you what, Ernie. I've got Frank the Bank up in around the site office here like a frog with piles, so I'll talk to you later, okay, mate? Yeah. Cheers, Ernie. Frank, now, what's the problem?
There's something funny going on, Hector, with Albie. I noticed it yesterday, and I didn't want to bother you in case it was nothing like. Only this morning he'd done the same. He stayed up there again, see?
Frank, you know I'm a foreigner down here. I never have got familiar with the Devon Patois. I get nervous anywhere west of Slough. Just give it me again slowly, all right?
Yesterday he was up in the crane last thing when everyone knocks off. Then he's there again first thing in the morning. It turns out no one actually seen him come down. You see, he stayed up there. He must have done.
Let me get this right, Frank. Are you telling me our crane driver's been staying up in his cab for the past 2 days?
Three. Well, I asked around, like, it seems no one's seen him on the ground since Monday.
Is this a wind-up, Frank? No, it's not, is it? Well, what does he think it is, a sodding caravan? 200 feet up a steel turret?
Well, I suppose it is a sort of a cabin in the sky, like.
It's a machine, Frank. A self-supporting static tower crane. It lifts things, all right?
I know that.
Anyway, we're not insured for this. What's Albie think he's doing?
I don't know. I mean, since that last load of plasterboard gone up, he don't answer. On the radio.
Oh, yeah? Right. We'll see about this. Come on. Albie? Come in, Albie. Over. Albie, it's Hector. Are you receiving? Over. What the bloody hell's he playing at?
That's not how we talks that over and out stuff.
Right, here's the radio. You try.
I told you he don't answer.
Well, you're his banks man, aren't you? The man on the hook? You're his eyes down here. He's supposed to trust you.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. You don't think something's happened to him?
Like what?
Like he's sick or something?
Albie?
Nah, forget it. Indestructible, that bloke.
Anyways, you look hard. You can just see him. Sitting in the cab up there, see?
I'd rather not, as it happens.
Make you dizzy just looking, do it?
I wouldn't say that, Frank. And isn't there something else you could be getting on with?
You see, what it is, Hector, I think he's been acting a bit funny lately. Albie, I mean.
What do you mean, funny?
Well, you know how he stays up there all day, like. You know, takes his dinner up with him. It's too far to climb up and down, 200 feet.
I know what tower crane drivers do, Frank.
Well, Monday morning, he was carrying some stuff up with him.
What sort of stuff?
Like haversack.
A haversack? You mean he's been planning a bloody holiday 200 feet up in the air?
Tell the truth, Hector. I think he might be, like, staging a protest.
What are you talking about, staging a protest?
Got the ump about something.
Has he got anything on his mind right now? Any problem you know about?
Well, not me, Hector. Anything you know about?
What's that mean?
I heard the next job the company had lined up for Albie was on a Erin 362 in London. New tower in the Docklands. That's still on, is it? Word gets round, you know, Hector.
So it would seem, Frank.
Erin 362. He's always wanted to drive one of they. Tallest crane in the country. Would have been like, you know...
The pinnacle of his career?
Yeah, that's it. You know, on they big buggers like the Erin, they say there's hammock in the cab and a little kitchenette. Like a real home in the sky. Stay up there forever if you wanted to. Oh, sorry.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Cheer me up no end, you do. I've had enough of this. Give me the radio. Albie. Come in, Albie. Over.
Told you he won't answer.
This is getting stupid. He always was a law unto himself, but... Albie, this is Hector. Talk to me. Sod it.
Looks like word is getting around, Hector.
Eh? Oh. Look, you blokes, get back to work. It's nothing I can't sort out, okay? Well, go on. Look, Albie, I know you can hear me, so let's stop playing silly sods, all right? I mean, whatever's bugging you, come on down and let's talk about it, eh? Albie? Listen, I don't need this right now, Albie. Talk to me, will you? Please? Please?
Dinner time already, Hector. What are you going to do?
First of all, we'll see how he likes it now I've turned the power off, shall we?
Well, seeing as it's August...
Yeah.
He don't exactly need his heater, see?
I know that. But what about his kettle?
The paper's got wind of it, eh? The rebel in the sky. Funny goings-on down at the new development.
All right, Frank.
Hello, who's this?
Now what?
Big blue Volvo, eh?
Oh, no. That's all I need. Clive Broom.
Well, who's he then?
Regional bleeding office. That's who he is.
How do they get wind of it?
How would I know, Frank? I'm the last bloke to be told anything round here.
22 years in construction, Hector. I never heard of anything so ridiculous.
Yeah? I could tell you a few tales.
You're responsible for this site and everyone on it, remember?
Including subcontractors?
You know the code regarding tower crane operators. He should never have gone unsupervised like that.
Who says he was unsupervised?
3 days up in his cab? What's been going on here, Hector?
Look, he's a reliable... was a reliable driver. Is it my fault he decides to crack up on this job?
You should be tuned to all nuances on the site. That was always my practice when I was a manager. I never had a major problem
in... 22 years. Yeah, I heard you, Clive.
See, what it is, Mr. Broom?
Yeah.
Not now, Frank.
I will listen to what the banksman has to say if it's all the same to you, Hector. Perhaps if you'd done so a bit sooner. Go on, please.
What it is, Mr. Broom, is Big Albie, he's a legend, see?
A legend?
That's right. He built towers the length and breadth of Britain, he has. They say he worked on the NatWest Tower. He went higher up than anyone else. Not a bloke on a site anywhere. And heard of Big Albie. Cock of the crane, he is. Always will be.
Thanks, Frank. Useful, all that.
I'm aware that the man's an experienced operator. And expensive to hire. Have you forgotten how much it's costing us every hour he spends up there?
I had thought of that, Clive.
Then perhaps you've also given some thought as to how you're going to get him down.
I'm working on it, all right?
That crane is scheduled to be dismantled tomorrow, Hector. You do realise that this situation isn't resolved quickly.
Yeah? What?
Isn't it obvious? Someone will have to go up there.
Not me, Mr. Broom.
I wasn't suggesting it, Frank.
Look, can we give it another try first?
I mean, if... Well, he must know he can't stay up there forever.
Get a bit smelly for one thing, won't he?
Yes, quite, Frank. That and other reasons, I mean...
I take the point. You have the two-way radio.
Here.
Well, let's get on with it, can we?
Let's do that. Albie! Hello, Albie! Hector again. Can you hear me? We've got Mr. Broom from regional office down here now, so if you won't talk to me, maybe you'll talk to him, right? Go on.
Albie. Hello there, Albie. Clive Broom here. Now, what's all this nonsense, eh?
He won't answer if you talk to him like that.
Can you hear me, Albie? Over.
Of course he can bloody hear you. Let me have it again. Albie, you're going to have to speak to someone sooner or later, you know. You can't stay up there forever. I mean, all
say,
right,
Hector.
Maybe you've got food and water, but what about washing, eh?
Hector,
and what about...
take a look skywards.
Oh, good God.
Now what?
He's coming out of his cab. You don't think...
Oh, I don't think so, Mr. Broom, not Albie.
He's walking out along the jib. He'd better be wearing a safety harness.
What's he... Oh, no.
That dirty devil.
He would, wouldn't he? He's bloody shameless.
Straight into the skip. What the
hell does he think he's doing?
He's doing it on the lot of us, Clive. That's what, from 200 feet up.
Cock of the crane, eh? Oh, I can't stand it.
I'll get you, Albie Todd, you hear me? I'll sort you out if it's the last thing I do. Thank you very much. I'll remember that.
Well?
Crane and our company say since Albie's self-employed, it's nothing to do with them. It's our problem.
No, Hector, it's your problem.
Had a feeling you were going to say that.
While we're on our own, I'm telling you, as a friend, Hector...
Yeah, let's get to it, Clive.
As a friend, Hector, the regional manager's not happy about this job.
Is that a fact?
You're way past completion date, you're going over budget, and now you let some lunatic crane driver go and shut himself in.
You know, I'm not to blame for every cock-up that happens on a job this size.
You see... I wasn't going to mention it, Hector, but I was the man who put in a word for you 2 years ago when there were rumblings about your not being up to a job this big. Dockside development, luxury offices, lot of money at stake here. Give him a chance, I said. Let him prove himself down in sunny Devon. Well, now I'm giving you the chance.
See, I would have thought, Clive... Being as you've got overall responsibility for this job...
I hope you're not proposing I go up there. I'm hardly dressed for such an operation.
I'll lend you a boiler suit.
Ah, but you're the man at the sharp end, Hector. Our insurance will cover it, if that's what you're worried about.
You're a bastard, Clive. You know that?
Thank you, Hector. I'll try and remember. Now I think we're wasting time, don't you?
Seventy-one. I'll get you, Albie Todd. And you, Brew. I'll get a lot of them. 72. Oh, poor God. It's moving. For God's sake, stop.
Now, Hector, about every 30 yards, there's a little steel platform that folds down, where you can sit and has a nice rest, see?
73. Got it. Oh, I've got it, Frank. Not before time. Blimey. How far have I...
Only whatever you does, don't look down.
Oh, my God.
Might look pretty from up there, but remember, there's only a couple of steel loops between you and, like...
Between me and absolute certainty, that's what...
So only thing to do is look up and keep going. See?
Oh, I'm going. Straight up. See? Here I go. 73. 74. Oh, God. Oh. 75.
I don't like it, Mr. Broom. Wind speed's getting up a bit.
Yes, I know.
Look at the meter there. Yeah, see?
Keep your voice down, will you?
Got to hand it, Doctor, haven't you?
I beg your pardon?
I mean, if the news got around, eh? Foreman Hero bravely climbs aloft. Father, too, scared stiff of heights, but says it's all in the day's work.
That's quite enough of that, thank you.
Makes you wonder a bit, don't it, Mr. Broom?
What does?
What's he going to do when he gets up there?
I imagine he'll have to knock on the door, don't you?
That's it. I've done it. Albie! Open up, Albie! Who is it? Look, I'm not in a bloody mood, Albie, all right?
What do you want?
Leave it out, will you? It's moving again! The old crane's moving!
It sways about 3 feet as a rule. More now, the wind's getting up.
Oh, God.
Never been aloft before, boy.
You know bloody well I haven't.
Took your time getting here.
You big gorilla, let me in.
Whoa, I'm not supposed to have anyone else in the cab. Regulations.
I know that, but we can't hold a conversation like this.
All right, boy.
You bloody Devon Dumpling. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
I don't know how you can say such a thing, actor.
Albie, we have to talk.
Tell us from there, can't you?
Oh, God. Look, I'm not in any position to make threats now, am I? But at least give me the chance to say I tried. Oh, please.
Suppose you better come in, boy. That's it. Mind yourself, won't you?
Right, squash in here.
I told you they ain't built for two. I waited till that last load of plasterboard was up.
I'm grateful, Albie, believe me. Still haven't a clue what this is all about.
Now who's playing silly sods, eh, Hector? Quite a view from up here, isn't she? You all right, boy?
I'm fine, Albie.
Not too scared, like?
Not me, no.
Someone worked it out once. Coming up near every working day for 23 years, I've climbed over 300 miles of ladder.
Is that a fact?
See that, Hector? The yellow trigger. That's the dead man's button. You grip it between your fingers while you work the left-hand lever, see? Anything happened to me, like I collapsed or something, I let go of the button and everything shuts off. Like that thing train drivers have to keep hold of, else the train stops.
Dead man's handle.
That's right. Only up here we have a button. Didn't used to think about her much. Till lately.
Something tells me you got a story for me, Albie.
I'd offer you a cup of tea. Only since you turned the power off, I can't boil me kettle.
And what have you got down there?
Oh, picnic hamper.
Soup's all gone. Thought I had a pasty left somewhere. You want a beer?
You're joking, right? No, you're not.
Go on.
No one can see you up here. Cheers. About 3 weeks back at home, I was doing a little job on the car, see? I stands up, feeling a bit short of breath. Before I knows it, I'm running with sweat. I sits down a bit dizzy-like and a pain in me chest. Lucky next day was Sunday. Took it easy. By Monday, I didn't feel bad, so I come to work same as usual.
You mean
You're telling me you had a heart attack and didn't even see a doctor?
Yeah, I suppose I should have expected her one day. Me dad had the same problem. Atheroma. Didn't know my old dad, did you, Hector? If you had, you might understand a thing or two.
Christ, Albie. This cock of the crane stuff's gone to your head. What's your other name? Clark Kent?
I know I should have reported it. Like,
reported it? You've been working up here for the past 3 weeks. What about the blokes on the scaffolding? Those little ants down there in the yellow helmets. What about the danger to them, eh?
I've never been a danger to no one. I told you, the dead man's button shuts everything off automatic. I never had a serious accident in 23 years.
Yeah, well, in this job, the first one might be your last.
I don't need you to tell me that, boy. And I don't need you to tell me your company would never insure me again. I'd be washed up. At 51. Who'd believe that, eh? Me? I'm supposed to be indestructible, ain't I?
You know your trouble, Albie. You've been up in the air too long. What do you want me to say? I'm sorry.
No more than I. Seeing as how I was all set to go off to London and drive a Heron 362, or they goes and gives the job to some other bloke, you think I didn't know?
That's what this is really all about, isn't it?
I got my operator's ticket the old way, on grandfather's rights. Matter of family pride here, boy, understand?
Look, I can't help all that, can I?
I'd like to know how it felt, just once. Sit in that cab, on the roof of the world. I'd like to have kept hold of the button just a little bit longer.
So you go and pull a daft stunt like this?
Sorry it had to be you, carrying the can, like.
Not a joke, Albie.
Now you've got the office on your neck.
Broom. Making out I'm losing me grip.
Your grip on the button, eh?
Something like that.
Suppose the old sight's thinking I gone and lost my marbles now, eh?
Frank the bank didn't. Nor me, as it happens.
Oh, don't you worry about Frank. I'll straighten it out with him.
You better. He looks up to you.
But a joke, Hector. Pity about the errand. Even got an Amok slung in the cab, you know that? Proper own from own.
Look, you know all that's down to head office. What can I do?
I fancies a breath of air, boy. Wanna join me?
No, no.
Popping out for a minute must be the beer.
Not again, please.
Excuse I.
Albie, don't do this. Oh, Christ. I can't watch.
You sit tight, boy. I'll soap you a minute.
Albie, don't go out on that jib again, please.
Help yourself to another beer.
Stuff your beer. Albie, don't.
Bit fresh now. Picture postcard up here, boy. City by the sea. Pity we gotta go and spoil the view with another girt concrete tower.
Albie, get back in here.
What's the matter? Think I might jump?
You wouldn't.
Why not? What am I gonna lose?
Sod it, Albie. You think you can get round me as easy as taking a leak off that jib, right? And you knew I'd be the poor sod who'd have to come up here, didn't you? This is blackmail.
Don't know what you mean, boy.
Like hell you don't. You think I'll keep quiet about your art till you've had time to have a check-up and make it official, right? Just long enough to get to London and sit on top of the world in the cab of Heron 362, for instance. So you can bow out at the peak of your career before they pension you off, eh?
I wouldn't push it like that, Hector.
Well, get back in, for God's sake.
Oh, I like it out here. Oh, no. Oh, now, nearly lost my footing.
Oh, God. All right. Damn it.
What's that you say?
I said all right. All right.
I'm listening, boy.
Look, even if I do it, and I'm not saying I will, how am I going to swing it with regional office, eh? Broom's never going to use you again after what you've done, is he? He'll have you as soon as your feet touch ground.
Yes. Oh, crossed my mind that did. Too scared to come up himself, was he?
What do you think?
See, if I were a bloke in his position, I wouldn't want word getting round I was too scared to climb up a tower crane and give the driver a bollocking. Never hear the last of it, would he? Especially seeing as how you'm all set to be the hero, Hector.
What are you on about?
Your big moment. After this, they don't dare refuse you nothing. See the crowd? You'll be the cock of the walk when you get down there. And I'll still be cock of the crane in London on the Erin 362. You can fix it, Hector, can't you?
You know what I am? I'm a bleeding pushover, that's what.
Well, we all got our weaknesses, boy. Even me.
Yeah? Like what?
Move over now. Coming back in.
Oh, come here. Oh.
Now, give him a minute or two, shall us? Then I come down meek as a lamb. You follow. All right, boy.
Just promise me one thing, will you?
What's that, then?
You won't ever get me up one of these again.
I mean, is he?
I don't know.
How long can he
possibly... I don't know.
Yes! They're coming out! It's Albie! And there's Hector!
Oh, God. The conquering hero.
Hey, Hector! Don't look down! Didn't think he'd do it. Did you, Mr. Broom?
He hadn't much choice. It's his job.
What a picture it'd make! The two of them silhouetted against the sunset. Like a western, eh? They'll be talking about it long after this tower's finished. Long after you've moved on. See, Mr. Broom?
How dare you speak to me like that, you cheeky...
Here they come! Go for it, Hector!
Keep your eyes on the run, boy. 1 foot at a time.
What do you think I was going to do, slide down?
Just hold tight and watch your feet, whatever you does.
Yeah. Are you all right?
Of course I'm all right.
No, you're not. You're... Blimey, you're scared.
For you, boy. Watch your feet.
No, not for me. You're scared of the ladder. You're as scared as I am.
Like I told you, boy... You didn't know my old dad. It was following his footsteps or nothing. Even if they footsteps was vertical. I'm all right once I get in the cab. Only...
Only the ladder's something else, right?
There now. I told you something that I never told a soul before. Satisfied? Suppose it is funny when you come to think on it.
Funny?
Like I said, boy, there's a matter of family pride here. Look, watch your feet, for heaven's sakes.
You know what I feel like, Albie?
What?
Like a legend.
What's that?
Like a legend.
In Dead Man's Button, by John Pilkington, Hector was played by Tony Selby. Albie was Nick Stringer, Frank, Chris Harris, and Clive Broom, Nigel Carrington. Dead Man's Button was directed by Andy Jordan.